today, and thank you for this chance to gather together to handle county business. We are grateful for your presence, for your guidance, and your leadership in the matters that we will discuss. We ask your blessings on this meeting, your guidance. Take each person here safely home from this meeting. We pray for our servicemen and women. We continue to pray for them, Lord, as problems heat up across the world. We just ask, Lord, that you would step in and provide your divine guidance. Thank you for Titus County and for our citizens. We just continue to pray for this county, for the economy, Lord, for those that are struggling. And we just ask, Lord, that you would utilize our new loop to bring about more prosperity for our community. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Judge, I already have your cash reports. If you look at the on page one, your cash report, in case you want to know, JP Technology One, which is Fund 028, there's $26,000 in there.
Okay.
And that can only be used for...
Motion by Commissioner Fields for approval. Second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor of approving the purchase of this Sharp copier for TLC Office Systems for Justice of the Peace. Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. I can go to court. Thank you all very much.
verbally or formally adopt the 2014-15 budget. I'm going to go ahead and throw out a motion here, and I know there will be some discussion on this, because we've already had some. The 2014-15 budget does not include these three items, but I want to go ahead and mention them. I'll mention them again, but I would like to see us make a salary adjustment on, I'm not sure if it's 26 or 27 positions.
21.
It's just 21. Okay, well, that changes. I originally had 26. That changes my math somewhat. And again, to go over that, Sheriff, it's roughly $100 a month on 21 positions. And we need to add to that allocation for taxes and for retirement. So I believe that we have planned on about $50,000 in that increase in the budget to take all that into consideration. It will be slightly less than that. The second item is to carry over fund balances in the four road and bridge funds, but it sounds to me like we've made a change there, and Commissioner Populate's precinct, he would like to apply that whatever is left over in his fund balance to the road project, the future road project on Chapel Hill widening. We're going to need some money in addition to what we've already got set aside to purchase right away, to possibly relocate utilities. We ran into a situation on the Hearts Bluff Road where that dollar figure significantly exceeded what we expected, and so we're going to need all the help that we can get at that future date when we do begin the widening of the Chapel Hill Road project. So again, second item is we can carry over whatever fund balances remain in the road and bridge funds at the end of this year, precincts 1, 2, and 3. And then in precinct 4, we'll carry over zero fund balance because we're going to apply whatever is remaining in that road and bridge fund for precinct 4 to the Chapel Hill Road project in the future.
And by carry over, Judge, it means we're going to change the proposed budget and list those items as a contingency amount in the new year's budget.
I'm sorry, I did not clarify that. Yeah. Is that a contingency amount?
What?
Yes,
sir. What
fund does it put it in? It goes into yours, will go into your fund. It will be listed as a contingency amount in your precinct one budget for next year. So in your case, Al, it's going to be $136,477. At least initially. I don't think that's going to be the final number. I think it's going to be less than that because there are still some bills that I haven't gotten in.
Last few days.
Yeah. Usually some of your, especially some of your road bills, which can be significant. I may not have all of those. I'll get those over the next couple of weeks, and they'll be recorded as September expenses because that's when they were incurred. They reduced that fund balance. And then I will in turn reduce the contingency amounts in your new year, but it'll be carried over for you.
Still going to be four funds.
Yes. Still four funds. We talked at one time about taking those rollovers and putting them in a equipment fund, and you could certainly do that if that's what you choose to do, because that's generally what that money is mostly used for anyway. The only difference is that if you let each precinct carry it over individually, some people would say that's a fair way to do it, because if I throw it all into one equipment fund, let's say you do a better job of not spending as much money as maybe another commissioner does in his precinct, and the money that you save gets thrown into that fund, and maybe he doesn't save any, but it's still available for him to buy equipment as well as you. I mean, once it all gets mixed in there, it's not going to be able to track who put what money in there.
All the rules that I read and everything else, it's supposed to go back. The budget is over when the year is over.
Yeah.
And that fund, far out, I think it's foolish. It should go back to the budget.
To the general fund.
So you can read that. Read all the rules you want to, but to have a fund like that is just a slush fund. It's not good business, and it's not the way I think we should continue to do it. It's over at the end of the year. Every other department will their money back into the general, go back to the general fund. I don't know why this don't go back to the general fund, and it says we can only spend that money, the commission, in case of an emergency.
Well.
And buying equipment is not an emergency. If we have an emergency, we can, the commission have authority to get it out of that general fund. So why do we have to do all that fancy bookkeeping when I don't even think it's legal? And like I said, I wish you'd get Attorney General's opinion whether it's legal or not.
We checked. It is an option, two or three ways you can do it. You can also decide that you want to take the excess money, put it back in general fund. But as long as the money is tracked and followed, if you want to put it in each fund as a contingency number and then money, you can do that. That's what we do with the general fund. All the money that's left over is in the general fund's fund balance, and we set a contingency number. Well, no, that's not true. All these other funds, every one of these funds you got there, those monies are separate and they're probably maintained. But you can certainly do any one of three things with it. You can decide to put the money back in general fund if that's what you want to do. You can decide to roll it over as a contingency in each precinct if you want to do that. Or you can set up an equipment fund and put it over there in that fund. You can do any one of those things. The reason we did it in the past is we wanted the commissioners to buy their equipment out of their own money and maintain the deal and not come back to general fund every time they wanted more equipment. It was to really tighten the reins a little bit and say, look, not only do you have to pay for your expenses for the current year, but you better be setting some money aside to buy whatever equipment you're going to need over the next 3, 4, 5 years. Instead of spending all your money and then coming to General County saying, oh, by the way, I need a new dump truck and I need a new maintainer, and General County's going to have to buy it for me because I don't have any money left.
That could be budgeted in by each one.
It could be, but if you're moving all their money out, then it's going to be budgeted from General County because I'm going to have to move the money over there to pay for it.
Well, lay it down. Certain commissioners spend all their money, they hire 16 part-time people, whatever, and they spend all the money over time, the rest of them spend it frugally, and so they're going to get to participate in this fund. And when they don't manage their business, well, they're just like the federal, to put more people on welfare, so you get more votes. And this is what we're trying to do.
But it's kind of the opposite of that. The one that spends all his money doesn't have any money to carry over. The ones that have been frugal and maintained their money, we're saying, look, the people in your precinct deserve to get to keep that money in that precinct to buy equipment just for that precinct or to spend in that precinct on money. If you pull it all out there and put it back in general fund, then people in whatever precinct didn't spend all their money they don't get the benefit of that directly. It goes back to general fund. So I think you can do it any number of ways you want to do it. Y'all decide which way you want to do it.
Well, that's the proposal this budget, to carry over these balances as contingencies in the coming year. Rather than leaving them in the fund balance, they'll actually become a contingency line item in each of the budgets for the upcoming year. The third item would be to change the revenue that is anticipated in this budget down from the original 43.96 tax rate. Again, we talked about it was based on some assumptions with limits. Now that we have that agreed value, we are bringing that 43.96 down to, my suggestion or my proposal 41.82. So we'll need to adjust the revenue element of our budget to reflect that lower tax rate. If you choose not to go along with this suggestion that I'm making related to the Sheriff's Department, then we could reduce that tax rate even more.
So the work sheet that Carl gave us said if we have it at 41.52 with a new value of, we would collect $9,346,000. The budget is $9,346,000. And then when the old budget, when we '96, where it only been $9,317,000. So why people leave it at 4,152 and keep our budget at 9,346? Why do we have to raise it to 4,182? Our budget is less before.
It'll just be taking more. If we're going to spend indeed what we think we're going to spend, that means you would just simply be taking more out of the general fund balance.
You know, I don't understand the operation like that. That's sort of like the retirement plan. You know, the government says we budget 7%, so we're going to cut it 3%, it's only going to go up 4%. So now we've got a little extra money than we thought, so we're going to spend it. I don't understand that thing. I don't understand the mentality of that. I mean, I realize it's nice to get, I want to give everybody a lot more money. But it's just not fair to the taxpayers that we take it from them and give raises away. It's just absolutely not wrong. Why could 100-something people work for the county get all the benefits and we just keep raising taxes? And I'll assure you that taxes, people with businesses move into a community with lower tax rates. And every time we get out here a little bit, and it's been over 22% the last 4 years, and out of those 4 years, we've given county employees 2 raises while everybody else has suffered. And I think it's just wrong to do that. Those are my comments.
Thank you. Anyone else?
We're voting on the budget now, not the tax rate.
We're just voting on the budget, but again, remember that this budget slightly increased over last year's rate. If you do not go along with my suggestion here about raising these 21 positions in the sheriff's office, then you would not necessarily have to raise that tax rate up to the full 41.82. So it's kind of, one's kind of contingent on the other.
And I would like a motion that we stay at old budget.
I give you 3 different elements in there. One is the carryover of the fund balances. Are you okay with that, with the exception of precinct 4?
Yes.
And then to change the revenue to reflect the actual tax rate. Obviously, that figure is variable for right now. But on the, and so you're okay with the budget plus those two adjustments. You just don't want to make the adjustment on the adjustment of the sheriff for everybody understand Commissioner Field's motion here?
You're leaving out one thing. One very important thing, maybe. We could cut expenses. It's just a novel idea, but we could.
Well, we could. We really have all the budget discussions before now.
There's a lot of ways to cut the budget, and no, there's a thing, you know.
Okay.
We need, I just tell them.
I've got a motion on the floor. Give me a second.
Let me make sure I understand.
Okay.
We're going to keep the tax rate the same, but we're going to get the raises out of the general fund.
No.
Well, right now, all we're talking about is approval of the budget. And the budget is based on a couple of things that we have to change. One is we're going to carry over the fund balances of precinct 1, 2, and 3. We're going to apply precinct 4 fund balance to the Chapel Hill road widening project, and we're going to make a change to the revenue to reflect the lower tax rate. That is what is included in his proposal. What I had requested was that you would make those two, plus make the adjustment for those 21 positions. So at this point, we're looking for a second of Commissioner Hockaday's motion.
I'll make a second.
Okay, I've got a second by Commissioner Riddle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. Press your phone. If this fails, then we'll have to, you know, come up with a different 2014-15 budget, once again, for three items, to allocate funds for adjusting for 21 positions in the sheriff's department, carrying over fund balances except for precinct 4, to a contingency item, changing the anticipated revenue downward to reflect the tax rate. That is my motion. Second by Commissioner Fields, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, we got three, and I'll assume the other two are days.
No.
Motion passes on a vote of 3-2. Let's move on to this related item, adopt 2014 tax rate. And 41-52 was the tax rate in the current year that we are in right now. And we have talked about a rate of 41.82, .3 cents to fund these additional pay increases in the sheriff's department. So that my motion would be to adopt the 2014 tax rate, 41.82 cents for $100 of evaluation. Second by Commissioner Fields, all in favor, say aye. Okay, I have three ayes, no in favor, against, there are two against. All right, thank you. Item number five, consider if possibly adopt a resolution to host a county prosperity summit during the spring of 2015. I was approached by Chris Brown, former judge of Sulphur Springs, who is now the Artex Council of Governments head. And he would like to ask to be considered to be the hosting community for a prosperity summit in 2015. In order to do that, he needed to have a host county that would host this event. We felt like Titus County was a good centrally located spot. We have facilities to do it. It will not cost us a dime. It will be all of it will be coordinated and paid for by the COG. And again, there's no guarantees that the COG will get this particular grant, but we feel pretty confident that we can get it. So I have offered Titus County to be the location of this prosperity summit. We're talking about a group of 30 to 50 people that would attend something like this. But let me read some more to you here, give you a little bit better idea of what this is about. But this is a resolution of Titus County Commissioners Board in support of an application by Titus County to host a county prosperity summit offered by the National Association of Counties for the combined county region of the Architects Council of Governments and Northeast Texas Community College, and authorizing the National Executive Director to support the application and assist in coordination of this project. Whereas the National Association of Counties County Prosperity Summit will bring new opportunities for collaboration in community and economic development in Titus County and the entire Northeast Texas region. And whereas the summit will utilize the Wealth Works framework to spur small to local business job creation by connecting regional assets to market demand to help create lasting employment opportunities for the local residents and citizens in our region. And whereas ATCOG and Northeast Texas Community College have pursued similar training opportunities for agriculture production and distribution and desire to continue to partner in the region to seek expanded opportunities. And whereas the summit has a unique potential to prepare us for economic development and future throughout our region. Now therefore be it resolved on the Titus County Commission that we strongly support the application and pledge full participation for the summit. Item two, that we have a strong desire to implement new innovative approaches to economic development utilizing a regional approach, and that we authorize the county judge to act on our behalf in all matters pertaining to the summit and support the inclusion of the Texas counties of Titus, Franklin, Lamar, Hopkins, Morris, Frederick, Cass, and the other NTA
Yes, sir.
The district judges hold their hearings in September. I don't know when they have. They usually hold it over in Dangerfield because they oversee several different auditors and bailiffs. And so they have their hearings, and then they turn in the orders to the different commissioners.
I just didn't remember this previous year. We're simply recording their decisions in the county clerk's office. Need a motion on that item?
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton.
Sir.
Second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor of approving recording the auditor's office and bailiff's salaries and the clerk's minutes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item number seven, consider it possibly approved for renewing insurance coverage with Buford Insurance. And I believe it's actually goes under the name of Bonklin Insurance for cyber liability. Cyber liability is a line of coverage that is not currently offered by the Association of Counties. We knew that when they gave us their bids, and they are working on being able to offer coverage like that within the next couple of years. But right now, they don't offer that coverage. CAPS had also bid on that coverage, but it was significantly more expensive than the renewal with Buford Bonklin Insurance. That figure for the upcoming year is $23.14.31 for cyber liability. That's liability related to computer and network, etc.
Make a motion to approve that item.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton for approval on cyber liability policy with Buford Bonklin. Second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number eight, consider possibly approved for doing insurance coverage with CAPS Insurance for fiduciary liability. Once again, this is not a line of coverage offered by TAC. CAPS has been the provider of this for the last 3 years, I guess, and we've got a rate that was part of their float during the insurance consulting process, $2,362 to reduce fiduciary liability. This is the coverage that we have that protects us for errors that we might make in our role as having a self-funded health insurance policy. Motion by Commissioner Hinton. Second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor of approval of renewal of fiduciary liability through CAPS. I believe this is Trident Insurance Company. $2,362. Please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Yes. Item number nine, sign pay orders and approve payments. We're going to be 3 weeks in between meetings. We're talking about getting caught up with these end of the year bills here. We're going to get them approved here on the day of the year. Motion by Commissioner Hinton. Second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor of approval of paying bills, current as we can, say aye. Opposed? Item number 10, county judge requests an executive session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.074 regarding personnel matters with possible action to follow. It will be a while because we're going to be talking about replacing our constable position. So that may be a while, but I have left room here to make a decision today. Of course, I'll be able to hear from here. Unless there's anything else, I'll entertain a motion for us to take a break here and get a little executive session for you. Motion by Commissioner Fields. Second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in